Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, December 11th, 2025. The Beth C. Wright Cancer Resource Center has announced the return of the Beth's Trees for Hope Festival. It's going to be happening on Friday and Saturday this week at the Main Coast Mall in Ellsworth. The festival is a fundraiser supporting cancer patients and families. Visitors are invited to stroll through the display of themed trees and purchase raffle tickets for a chance to win your favorite tree, taking it home with you along with all the gifts that are beneath it. There'll be 35 or more beautifully themed trees created by local participants. The raffle, Beth's Home Cooked Healing Chefs will be offering homemade treats with proceeds benefiting the center's wellness programs. This is happening on Friday from 9 to 7 and Saturday from 9 to 2 at the Main Coast Mall in Ellsworth. And you can get more information at BethWrightCancerCenter.org. That's Wright with a W. Haystack Mountain School of Crafts presents a collection of winter programs offered through the Fab Lab at Haystack Center for Community Programs in Deer Isle Village. Broadening Haystack's year-round programming, the winter programs advance dynamic community-based education and collaboration in craft making and digital design. The school continues to partner with local artists and makers to lead make and take workshops, which offer an opportunity to experiment, learn something new, and leave with a finished piece. With grant support from NEA Ourtown, a free series of makers modules combine online instruction with in-person studio time in the Fab Lab, providing an accessible entry point to the possibilities of digital fabrication as part of contemporary craft. Their winter series kicks off with an open house on Saturday, this coming Saturday the 13th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., They invite you to join them to learn more about the Fab Lab and the winter programs over refreshments and festive crafts at a free, family-friendly event. That's happening again on Saturday from 10 to 1 at the Center for Community Programs, Haystack Center for Community Programs, which is at 22 Church Street in Deer Isle Village. You can get more information at haystack-mtn.org. In Belfast Saturday, the Colonial Theatre's free family matinee series continues with the movie Elf. This will be the Buddies Sing and Cheer Along edition, so practice your lines in advance. Tickets are free, but it's recommended that you reserve your seats in advance. It's happening at 1 o'clock on Saturday in the Dreamland Theatre. You can find more information and reserve tickets at colonialtheatre.com. That's theatre ending with an R-E, colonialtheatre.com. And the organizers do warn that if you are late, you may lose your seat. On Sunday in Stonington, Opera House Arts community reading of A Christmas Carol is happening at the historic Stonington Opera House. Quote, join neighbors and friends for a spirited reading of Dickens' timeless classic. This free event invites the community to gather in our historic theater to read A Christmas Carol while enjoying complimentary hot cocoa and cookies from the concession stand. A Christmas Carol reading is happening Sunday from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Stonington Opera House. More information at operahousearts.org. And also on Sunday in Bangor, the Bangor Band will hold their annual Sounds of the Season concert. And if you want to get there an hour before the concert, you'll have an opportunity to also hear or even participate in Tuba Christmas. Tuba Christmas is a worldwide tradition that began 52 years ago in New York City, they say. Participation in Tuba Christmas is open to any musician who plays tuba, euphonium, baritone horn, or other tuba-like instruments. Those who wish to participate should arrive at the Peaks Auditorium, that's at Bangor High School, at 9:30 a.m. on Sunday to check and prepare for a 10 o'clock rehearsal. There's a $10 fee to participate, and all participants will receive a Tuba Christmas button. Tuba Christmas will be followed at 2 p.m. by Bangor Band's Sound of the Season concert, with pieces celebrating Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and the winter season. Following tradition, the concert will end with a Christmas sing-along. As with all concerts hosted by Bangor Band, admission is free and donations are gratefully accepted. Tuba Christmas and Bangor Band Sound of the Season, starting at 1 o'clock for the Tuba Christmas program and at 2 o'clock for Bangor Band Sounds of the Seasons. It's happening at the Peaks Auditorium at Bangor High School on Sunday. For more information, you can go to bangorband.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.